has been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is June the 18th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, broadcasting live today from Scottsdale, Arizona. I should be here for a couple of weeks, so if you're in the Scottsdale area, you can go on to the website and say, I want to meet with Bill while he's in Scottsdale. That's GundersonCapital.com. Well, we start off the week on a soggy note as trade war fears continue. How do we handle this? Well, I'll have my advice here in a bit. Right now we have the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 0.9%. Which works out to a 218-point drop to begin this new trading week. We've got the S&P 500 down 0.6%. I'm seeing a little bit of strength in the energy patch this morning. There's a big meeting this week with OPEC, and I've seen a little bit of a rally in the oil stocks here this morning, which are helping offset some of the losses in the big multinationals and that some of the tech stocks this morning. Speaking of the tech stocks, which were hitting new all-time highs last week, we have got the NASDAQ right now down 47 points. But, like I say, the NASDAQ now at 7,692, hitting new highs last week. As you know, the action in the market just seems to be narrowing and narrowing and narrowing into a couple of areas of the market. What areas of the market are those? We'll talk about that in a minute. Welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Broadcasting today live, however, from Scottsdale, Arizona, where I should be here for a couple of weeks. And if you're in the area, you listen to the Best Stocks Now radio show on K-Money Radio. If you'd like to meet with me sometime in the next couple of weeks, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or you can go to the website at GundersonCapital.com. Well, I always say, you never know what you're going to wake up to in the morning. I did see last night as I retired for the evening that the futures were down pretty significantly. And early this morning, they were down a couple hundred points. Well, the futures proved to be pretty accurate because that's where we are right now. We're down a couple hundred points on the market. And I think you can blame it on Trump. Why not? I mean, I'm sure CNBC and CNN and all the others, Acosta, all those guys, they're all blaming this on Donald Trump. Well, you know what? China is being pretty resilient. Doesn't look like they're willing to give in just like that on this trade war. You know, we're the most free trading country in the world. We have very few tariffs. We welcome goods from other lands. But other countries don't exactly do that. They'd have a lot of tariffs up. Way more than we do, and Trump's policy, and one of the policies that got him elected, whether you like his policies or not, the folks that voted for him liked the America First attitude, and that's what he's showing. He's showing what he was elected for, and he's fulfilling his promises, and in the meantime, we have a little bit of volatility in the market. And right now it looks like China believes, well, we can endure some pain. Who's going to cave first? China thinks it can outlast the U.S. They don't have to worry about an election in November, let alone 2 years from now. So China feels like, hey, if we just hang tough, Trump's going to eventually have to cave because he's got some midterm elections and he's got a presidential election a little over 2 years away. China doesn't want a trade war, but it seems that China right now has no choice but to fight back vigorously in defense of its national interest. Well, we'll see where this all ends. What would be my advice on how to handle this current situation in the market? Well, we know on Friday that the Trump administration announced new tariffs on imports. They're going after a lot of the products where they feel like China wouldn't have those products had it not been for the theft of intellectual property. So that seems to be the area. The Trump administration approved tariffs on $50 billion worth of Chinese goods on Friday. And, of course, China turned right around and retaliated against us. Well, what's suffering because of this? What is doing better because of this? And which sectors of the market don't really seem to care much about all of this tit for tat going back and forth between the U.S. and China? Well, U.S. soybean futures. I'm not invested in soybeans. I don't know about you. I don't really like soybeans in my cereal. Soybean futures plunged 2.5% to a one-year low. But if you're a farmer, you're only getting $9 for a bushel of soybeans. And that's hurting. Of course, that's a lot of the Trump voters, the Midwest, center of America, U.S. farmer. U.S. farmers are already struggling due to global grains oversupplies. Farm incomes are roughly one half of 2013 levels following massive harvest. Well, that's not the farmer's fault. That's supply and demand. You know, better farming techniques, better nutrients, better seeds, I suppose you could say. We've had massive harvests since 2013. That'll drive down prices. And, of course, the farmers have already decided this year whether to plant corn or soybeans. And right now, those soybeans contracts have dropped more than $1 per bushel since the start of this month. And, of course, it's also hurting corn futures. Well, I'm not invested in corn futures. I'm not invested in soybean futures, but I understand there's a lot of folks across America that are. So that's being hurt by all of this. Stocks are being hurt, but not all of them. Look at last week. I mean, the NASDAQ was up for the week. Small cap stocks were up for the week. Don't you think that there's a lot of companies and a lot of industries that are unaffected by all of this? It seems to be a very segmented market right now. And if you're in the right areas of the market, you're doing okay. If you're in the wrong areas of the market right now, you're not doing so well. Well, we finished at all-time highs last week at Gunderson Capital Management. Knock on for Micah. We currently seem to be in the right areas of the market, but I never get too big that my head won't fit through the door because I know that the market can humble you just like that. But we're having a very good year so far at Gunderson Capital Management. We're well ahead of the market averages. Well, how do you handle this? Well, you know, I think you got to look at it. It's a longer game than thought. It's not going to end just like that. But I think the best way to handle it is not to overreact one way or another. Now, that's where my Best Stocks Now, here's a shameless plug for my Best Stocks Now app. The app shows me which areas of the market are basically being unaffected. On a relative basis, they remain at the top, and they're leading the market right now. And Netflix, for instance, would be a good example. Whereas other stocks out there are suffering right now. Another area of the market that's suffering right now, believe it or not, it's suffering because of peace. I remember back in the late 90s when the Cold War seemed to have come to an end. What stocks were hurt the most? The defense stocks. And with last week's stunning announcements out of North Korea, guess what's getting hurt again this time? The defense stocks. Well, what is benefiting from all of this? That's what I want to talk about. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio. I'll be in Texas next week. I won't be in Scottsdale. I'll be in Scottsdale this week. So if you'd like to meet with me in Scottsdale, I'm up in the northern corner there of Scottsdale off of North Hayden. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST or GundersonCapital.com. Now, next week, I'll be flying out Tuesday and be in Dallas Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'm looking forward to that. And the appointments are pretty much full, but I think we've still got some late afternoon appointments available. We'll be at the Embassy Suites near Love Field in Dallas for this first foray into Dallas, my first live appearance there. I'll be meeting with folks on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And I've even decided to stay over an extra day and put on a free workshop Saturday morning. Get there about 8:30 a.m. We'll begin around 9. We'll have some light refreshments there for you. Again, that's at that Embassy Suites Hotel right by the Dallas Love Airport, which I'm told is pretty much the headquarters for Love, L-U-V, Southwest Airlines. So, hey, if you're in Minnesota, come on down. If you're in Atlanta, come on. It's just a short plane ride. Spend a nice time in Dallas. Get some of the best brisket you'll ever taste, that Dallas, that Texas barbecue, which I'm looking forward to. So we'll see you in Dallas next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. This week I am in Scottsdale. All right, there's winners and there's losers in this market. The app comes in very handy at a time like this and helping me ferret out the winners and the losers. I can tell you one thing that's strong right now is the economy. I continue to talk about the retail stocks, the consumer, everything from Tiffany to Lululemon. Lemon, I don't know how to pronounce it. I don't go to yoga classes in the afternoon. To American Eagle, to Abercrombie and Fitch. I mean, these stocks, Dave and Buster's, are just exploding to the upside. In fact, Jim Paulson, if you've ever seen the movie The Big Short, I believe the movie was made about him. He's the guy that saw the mortgage meltdown coming in 2007. And shorted that whole thing and made a whole pile of money. He says right now, today, that the biggest threat to the market is the strength of the economy. How about that? Well, why is that a threat? Because the Fed is out there with their hammer, and they've got a mighty big one that they can drop. They dropped it last week on Wednesday. Another quarter point rate hike. And instead of 3 rate hikes this year, we're going to get 4 rate hikes this year. Now, we're now seeing projections for this quarter that we're currently in. which will come to an end in 12 days. We are now seeing projections for GDP growth, gross domestic product, how fast is your economy growing, of 4%. Isn't that what Trump was also elected on, to juice the economy? Well, Jim Paulson expects quarter two real GDP growth to hit 4.5%. He's at the higher end. In the meantime, the labor market is very tight. Unemployment is at an 18-year low of 3.8%, while inflation, too, is picking up a little bit. Paulson says that this is too good, and that's kind of the problem. In other words, a rosy economy that gets too rosy catches the ire of the Fed, who has always been deathly afraid of any kind of inflation whatsoever. Well, we'll see. He says, again, the bigger challenge than the trade war is a too good economy, which could force the Fed to restrict the money supply and liquidity conditions. In the meantime, I continue to point out all of the retail stocks that are hitting new highs. Why is that an important factor? Because the consumer. It's the consumer that drives a big portion of the lion's share of the economy. Look at these retail stocks hitting new highs. Lululemon, the container store. Got any containers? Canada Goose. Not Canada Dry, Canada Goose. They keep you warm. Their clothes do in Minnesota. We don't need any Canada Goose in Scottsdale this week, where it's going to hit 111 on Thursday, but it's a dry heat. Costco hitting new highs. Wayfair hitting new highs. Domino's Pizza hitting new highs. Texas Roadhouse hitting new highs. Try getting into a Texas Roadhouse at 6 p.m. You'll see what I'm talking about. The consumer remains very strong. Now, why is this important to mention? Because these companies seem to be shielded from tariff anxiety hitting the broad market. In other words, you don't have to worry about all of this tariff talk if you're in areas of the market that are unaffected by it. But I will say this. There's only a few asset classes right now that are working. If you're in those asset classes, you're having a good year, which we are here at Gunderson Capital Management. If you're not in those asset classes, you're more than likely having a very flat year. For instance, if you're mostly in large cap, stodgy old growth stocks of yesteryear, a lot of the Dow stocks, the Dow is flat on the year. And furthermore, if you have a 50-50 stock bond portfolio, the bond market is down 4 to 5% so far this year. So you're actually in an asset allocation, which I've been warning and hammering on here for weeks upon weeks upon weeks, months upon months upon months. You're negative for the year. If you're in a 70-30 bond stock allocation, you're way underwater for the year. You're in the wrong asset classes. If you're in blue chip multinationals like Caterpillar, which I own in my income portfolio, but for the most part, a lot of these companies are being impacted by the trade war. You don't need to be in those assets. What are the right ones? More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
This is Bill Gunderson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas. This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's all about winners and losers right now with the current conditions in the world. And that changes all the time. Some things to take into account right now. The dollar, the U.S. dollar, has really strengthened. You know, Larry Kudlow, who is now pretty much running our economy once Gary Cohn resigned, has always been a king dollar kind of guy. And I'll tell you what, since he's come in, the dollar has made a rapid advance. That impacts a lot of areas of the market. You now have to invest, and this began several months ago. This wasn't overnight, but you now have a strong dollar environment that hurts big time. Multinational companies where they do a lot of their business overseas, number one. And number two, it hurts the emerging markets. The emerging markets gave a sell signal. I've been warning that that's been coming. So as you look at your own asset allocation today, I've eliminated two major asset classes for you, which should make your job of asset allocation a whole lot easier. We're in a rising interest rate environment, and we're in a strengthening dollar environment, which those two do pretty much go together. I mean, as the Fed clamps down and tightens, that is bullish for your currency. Loose money, lots of debt. The currency that has the big problems right now is the real down in Brazil. I don't even know. What's the currency in Venezuela? It must be the peso, where they have 14,000% inflation. But you have a strong dollar environment, which hurts the multinationals and the emerging markets. How many of you have exposure to the emerging markets through mutual funds or exchange-traded funds? I know almost every 401k available to hard-working folks out there have some kind of exposure, if you want it, to international or emerging market mutual funds. Now, what's one of Trump's big agendas? America first. Well, that's pretty easy then when it comes to your asset allocation. America right now is the best place to be invested in. Boy, that helps. Not debt, but equity. That really narrows down the field here. And in addition to that, you've got a lot of companies right now that are caught up in the middle of the trade war. We don't want to own those. I'm not so sure a Texas Roadhouse or a Dave and Buster's or any number of consumer-driven stocks are caught up in the trade war. So there's a few other clues. Now, the oil markets, we're going to find out this week. OPEC is meeting. There's been rumors that Saudi Arabia and Russia want to increase output. Iran is vehemently against that idea. They want to keep oil prices high. Donald Trump wants to see them open up the spigot. If anything, Russia will not open up the spigot just to defy him. But then again, he may be playing dumb, like, that's, you know, I don't want you to, and they will. So we'll just see how it all plays out. But right now, the oil stocks, which plunged on Friday, oil prices plunged on Friday, they have firmed up today. And it looks to me like the market is maybe betting on that they will not increase production of oil, which will probably send the oil markets back towards the $70 per barrel area. Now, I have also said many times over the last several weeks, what they're doing in Europe is not working. It's what we tried here for 8 years. We got 2% growth out of it. What did we try? We tried surviving the economy running on monetary policy alone. In other words, zero interest rate policy Well, that's what the European Central Bank has been doing. How they have kept their interest rates artificially low by doing massive bond buybacks. Now, they have dropped the first shoe. That's right, that noise you heard coming out of Belgium, where the European Central Bank is headquartered, was the first shoe to drop in tapering back of their bond buying program. That should send shivers down your spine if you own foreign debt. You ought to see the sell-off taking place in Templeton Emerging Income Fund, which owns foreign debt. It's getting pummeled. And Europe, I would not have any exposure to Europe. Oh, there's a few here and there, exceptions to the overall flavor of things and temperature of things in Europe. But for the most part, what they're doing is not working. Their zero interest rate policy, massive debt buybacks, has kept interest rates low. That part has worked. But they're getting at most 2% growth out of their efforts. Now, what happens to that 2% growth when they start tightening, when the European Central Bank starts not being so friendly over there? And in addition to this, they have very high tax rates. They have very highly regulated anti-business stances over there. Things aren't going well in Europe. In fact, Merkel's going to come under fire this week. They may decide to oust her. They're not happy over a lot of the decisions that Merkel has made recently. So there's another asset class that you can eliminate, in my opinion, is the international stocks right now. What's the difference between international stocks and emerging market? Well, emerging markets are countries that haven't quite made it up. They're not as mature as the economy in Germany, which is a developed economy. We call those international, for the most part, stocks. Developing markets, emerging markets, are the next tier down. They're emerging. They haven't made it as big players. Just look at the G7. Who's in the G7? Those are your major players. And then you've got all of the emerging markets out there. Those are both bad places to be invested. Now, if you deliver mail for the post office, you more than likely have a TSP plan, a thrift savings plan. You have several choices within that thrift savings plan. One of them is debt. You can own debt. I don't think that's a good choice, but everybody has to decide for themselves. And you can own international in your thrift savings plan, and also your 401ks. You have a big choice of debt mutual funds, anything with the word in it, income, or intermediate term, or long term, or short term, or high yield, or high current income. Those are all debt funds. And we're in a rising interest rate strengthening dollar environment, which is really narrowing down things. We've had this condition several times in the last few years. You know, you have such a big gap. For instance, the NASDAQ now is up 11 to 12% for the year, the big technology stocks. The NASDAQ 100. On the other hand, the Dow is flat on the year. There's a big difference there, okay? And the S&P 500 is up about 3.5%. In addition to this, small cap stocks, as measured by the S&P 600, are now up double digits for the year, while large cap stocks, as measured by the S&P 500, are only up 3.5%. That's been a major trend change, because for the last several years, large cap stocks have swamped the returns of small caps. And now the shoe is on the other foot. The small caps are turning around and looking at the large caps that they're leaving in their wake right now. That should be a good clue also. Aren't you glad you listened to the best stocks now? Because it's not just about best stocks now, it's about best asset classes now. You got to get your asset allocation right if you want your portfolio to continue to have a chance of going up. That's what we're all about here. This is Bill Gunnarsson. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunnarsson. A big howdy to all my listeners in the Texas area. My Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from June 26th through June 30th. We have about 25 one-hour slots available to meet with folks. If you'd like to meet with my financial planner and myself, you better give us a holler before all of the slots are gone. I will also be putting on a workshop on Saturday, June 30th from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. I will be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and a whole bunch of Best Stocks Now. We're going to circle the wagons at the Embassy Suites Hotel near the Love Field Airport. If you would like to reserve one of those 25 one-hour slots or attend the Saturday workshop, you better hurry because they're going faster than Donica Patrick in an Indy race car. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can visit our website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. See you in Dallas.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we're in Scottsdale this week. Nothing planned this week, although Scottsdale workshops are definitely on the drawing board right now. And we will be in Dallas next week, starting Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And I'm meeting with folks from the time the show ends until late in the afternoon, even into the evening on a couple of nights I see there. If you would like to snag one of those one-hour spots that we have remaining in Dallas, give us a call at 855-611-BEST or go to the website at gundersoncapital.com. We're at the Embassy Suites by Love Field. And if you'd like to come to the Saturday workshop, I'm looking forward to that. You know, I just love to get up in front of people and tell them what I've learned in the last 22 years in the business. I've learned a lot of don'ts. A lot of don'ts. Don't we all learn from our mistakes that we make along the way? And we continue to make mistakes. Yeah, but I've also learned a lot of the right ways of looking at the market. I know one thing. You got to get rid of that emotion. That's your worst enemy. Look, the market's been going up for 9+ years. If you decided to sell everything, even once during the last 9.2 years or whatever it's been, you made the wrong decision because the market continues to hit new highs. Now, I know many folks up out there that have sold everything dozens of maybe 100 times in the last 9, and that hasn't been the right thing to do. You have to focus on that which is tangible and that which and unfocus from that which is intangible. I've had so many people, I've met so many people, investors in my life that have their opinions of what's going to happen and what's wrong with the world and therefore are invested that way. And at some point, those people will be right. I truly believe there's a lot of unsustainable things going on right now in world economies, including our economy. But in the meantime, there are things that are tangible that you can sink your teeth into and continue to make hay while the sun shines. Usually the ultra bearish people, and there's a lot of them, they don't get along with me. They don't want me anywhere near, even though I'm a guy who's a market timer. I don't want to own stocks in a recession, and I don't want to own bonds in a rising interest rate environment. That's a pretty simple formula to begin with. So we continue to watch interest rates, and we continue to watch for a recession. That's pretty easy. Just base your decisions on those two. And I continue to tell you that all of these consumer-based stocks, which are a great indicator of the current economy and whether or not there's a recession looming out there, they continue to hit new highs. Well, we'll talk about a few individual stocks here in the remaining minutes we have today. GE hits its lowest level in 2 months. Oh, my. I warned about GE 2 years ago, and I know people that still own GE. Why would you want to own GE? You know, they're hauling all these CEOs, in handcuffs away. I think Jeffrey Immelt built billions and billions of dollars, wasn't honest with the true conditions of the company. He took hundreds of millions out himself, but the shareholders got screwed. So anyways, JD.com in the news today. Google is making a big investment in JD.com. Google doesn't seem to be too worried about a trade war. JD.com is a $63 billion company. They're the ones that Walmart is using to increase their online presence to take on Amazon, and now Google is investing heavily in JD.com. Symbol real easy to remember, JD. I currently do not have a position. I have had a position in JD.com in the past, and it is definitely one to keep your eye on. I see analysts are raising the target price on Adobe today. Adobe is one of my biggest holdings. Despite a down day in the market, although it's coming back quite a bit here right now, Adobe is up today, and Adobe just 2 days ago hit all-time highs. Adobe is now a $125 billion company, tech giant that doesn't seem to be real worried about the trade war taking place right now. Electronic Arts, they're going to give their CEO a raise. Man, where do I apply for this job? He's going to make $48.4 million this year. That's the production chief. I guess he's the brains of the outfit. Andrew Wilson, the CEO, is going to get an 80% raise to $36 million. The reason I bring up EA, Electronic Arts, is it doesn't seem to be too worried about a trade war either. And I like the fact that they're going to a subscription model. All the video games you can eat for $15 a month. Well, that's the Netflix model. That's the Adobe model. Subscription business, it levels out. If you're counting on sales, that can be choppy. Subscription levels things out, smooths it out a little bit. It's nice to have that recurring revenue coming in. Electronic Arts hit a new 52-week high last Friday. Let's see, anything of note. Oh, the defense stocks under pressure right now. Why? Well, just think of that peace sign. That peace sign. Peace is not good for defense stocks. I remember the big sell-off in the defense stocks when the Cold War came to an end. San Diego was hit especially hard because we have a large defense industry. A lot of those defense engineers went to work for Callaway Golf designing golf club heads for Big Bertha drivers as opposed to parts, titanium parts for aerospace and defense. The defense stocks firming up a little bit here today, but they came under pressure with the big announcement by Trump and Kim Jong-un last Tuesday. Well, that's your world for today. We don't know what we'll wake up to tomorrow. You just got to be in the right places. It's critical right now. Give us a call at Gunderson Capital, or go on the website, GundersonCapital.com, or you can call us at 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.